This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Voters' turnout in yesterday's House of Representatives by-elections in Chitwan 2, Bara 2 and Tanahu constituency number 1 estimated at 60%. Vote count ongoing in Tanahu constituency number 1, Rashtriya Swatantra Party's candidate Swarnim Wagle leading the vote count. 66.2% Nepalese live in urban areas as per the latest national census, and around 60 civilians killed in an attack by armed forces in northern Burkina Faso. Now the news in detail. By-elections were held yesterday in Tanahu constituency number 1, Chitwan constituency number 2 and Bara constituency number 2. Counting of votes is ongoing in Tanahu constituency number 1, while the counting is yet to start in the other two constituencies. In the Tanahu constituency number 1, Dr. Swarnim Wagle of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, is leading with more than twice or nearly twice number of votes compared to his nearest rival. The latest results show that Wagle has secured 5,900 votes, while Nepali Congress candidate Govinda Bhattrai, who is the ruling coalition party's candidate, has received 2,687 votes. Similarly, UML candidate Sarvendra Khanal is in the third place with 1,657 votes. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has estimated the voter turnout to be at 60% in yesterday's elections. The Election Commission said the voting was held peacefully and enthusiastically in Bara constituency number 2, Chitwan constituency number 2 and Tanahu constituency number 1. The preliminary report shows 64% voter turnout in Bara constituency number 2, 63% in Chitwan constituency number 2 and 53% in Tanahu constituency number 1. According to the Election Commission, the ballot papers from all polling centres have been transported to the office of the Chief Returning Officer starting from yesterday evening. The Commission has also directed the stakeholders to make arrangement for vote counting soon, targeting to announce the results by Tuesday. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda has stressed the need for unity among all communist parties on the basis of correct policy and ideology. Addressing a symposium organized by the CPN Unified Socialist in Kathmandu yesterday, on the occasion of the 75th establishment day of the Nepal Communist Party, Prime Minister Dahal, who is also the chairman of the CPN Maoist Center, said they were effortful for the unification of all the communist forces. The Prime Minister said a socialist front would be declared soon, realizing the national need, and all would be appealed to return to the Nepal Communist Party. On the occasion, CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal said they would move forward by forming a socialist front with the parties sharing similar ideologies. Leader Nepal stated that there was no other option but to unify all the communist forces to resolve country's prevailing problems. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has spoken the need of drafting a law for the registration of vehicles manufactured within the country. During his meeting with Chief Secretary Sankar Das Bairagi yesterday, the Prime Minister asked him to prepare a law ensuring the registration of home-manufactured vehicles and adopt a policy for promoting Nepali products. The Prime Minister said his attention has been drawn to media concerns over the absence of provision of registering motor vehicles manufactured within Nepal. Following the Prime Minister's direction, the Chief Secretary talked to Secretary at the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Madhu Marasini, and asked him to prepare a draft of the law regarding the registration and promotion of motor vehicles produced within the country and present it before the House. Lumbini, the birthplace of Gautam Buddha, is preparing for the celebrations of the 2567th birth anniversary of Lord Buddha on the 5th of May this year. In this connection, the Lumbini Development Trust has already formed the Buddha Jayanti Main Management Committee led by Lumbini Development Trust Vice Chair Bhikkhu Awadesh Kumar Tripathi. to the program. To be addressed by Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, ambassadors of various nations to Nepal have been invited. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has urged to take high-level diplomatic efforts to reopen the Kimathanka transit point along the Nepal-China border in Sankhua Sabha. A delegation led by Nepali Congress Sankhua Sabha District President and House of Representatives member Deepak Kharka called on Minister for Foreign Affairs Naren Prakash South yesterday and urged him to take initiatives to open the transit point. During the meeting, MP Kharka said it would be convenient for the people in Kimathanka if they could import goods from China. The transit point has remained closed since the COVID-19 pandemic started. The Foreign Secretary of Nepal, Bharat Raj Paudel, is visiting the United Kingdom to take part in the sixth meeting of the Nepal-United Kingdom Bilateral Consultation Mechanism. Foreign Secretary Paudel is leading a Nepali delegation which includes senior officials of the government. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the bilateral consultation mechanism is scheduled to be held in London on April 26th. Issuing a statement yesterday, the ministry said the meeting was scheduled to dwell on the development partnership and climate cooperation, trade and investment, among other such bilateral issues. The latest national census data from 2021 shows that Nepal's urban population has reached 66.2%. The Central Statistics Office released data on municipalities and rural municipalities yesterday, revealing that urban population in Nepal is just over 19.29 million, while the rural population is just 9.86 million. In 2011, the urban population in Nepal was only 17.1%. The 2021 census shows that the urban population in the mountainous region is 35.6%, while the rural population is 64.4%. In the hilly region, 63.3% of people reside in municipalities, while 36.7% live in rural municipalities. In the Tarai region, 71.8% of people are city dwellers, while only 28.2% live in rural areas. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Several countries have evacuated diplomats and citizens from Sudan's capital as fierce fighting continues to rage in capital Khartoum. The US and UK announced on Sunday they had flown diplomats out of the country. According to the BBC, France, Germany, Italy and Spain are among other countries also organizing evacuations starting on Sunday. A vicious power struggle between regular army and a powerful paramilitary force has led to violence across the country. World military spending reached an all-time high of $2.24 trillion in 2022 as Russia's invasion of Ukraine fueled a sharp jump in military spending across Europe, according to a leading defense think tank. Global spending rose for the eighth consecutive year. The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute said on Monday in its annual report on global military expenditure. There was a 13% rise in Europe, the steepest in at least 30 years. Around 60 civilians were killed on Friday in northern Burkina Faso by people wearing the uniforms of the Burkinabe Armed Forces. The local prosecutor said an investigation had been launched after the attack on the village of Karma in Yatinga province in the borderlands near Mali, an area overrun by Islamist groups linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State that have carried out repeated attacks for years. The statement gave no further details on the attack. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the forecasting division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. The maximum temperature yesterday was 28.5 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was recorded at 12.8 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Voters' turnout in yesterday's House of Representatives by-elections in Chitwan Constituency No. 2, Bara Constituency No. 2 and Tanahu Constituency No. 1 estimated at 60%. Vote count ongoing at Tanahu Constituency No. 1, Rashtriya Swatantra Party candidate Swarnim Wagle leading the count. 66.2% Nepalese live in urban areas as per the latest national census, and around 60 civilians killed in an attack by armed forces in northern Burkina Faso. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.